USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We are learning more about the six victims in this week's shooting of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. 16-year-old Fernando Chavez Barón is the youngest victim. A vigil was held for him at the store Thursday night. Chavez Barón's friend, Joshua Trejo Alvarado, was there and spoke with television station WTKR.
I was hoping that everything was a dream until the day in which he was here standing with me.
Chesapeake police released details of a so-called death note from the gunman, Andre Bing, that was left on his phone. Bing was a supervisor at the store. Police confirmed that the handgun Bing used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. Bing ultimately was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Heavy rain has triggered a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia. At least one person is dead and up to 12 others are missing. Rescuers are being careful with a small bulldozer to pick through the mud as they search for possible victims. Reinforcements, including teams of sniffer dogs, arrived by ferry to help. A Florida judge will decide whether a former college student who randomly killed a couple in their garage 6 years ago will stand trial. 25-year-old Austin Haroth has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity for the August 2016 slayings of 59-year-old John Stevens and his wife, 53-year-old Michelle. Haroth was 19 at the time of the incident. He allegedly knifed and bludgeoned the couple to death. By the time police arrived, he was chewing on John Stevens' face. Haroth nearly died from the chemicals he drank in the garage. Award-winning actress and singer Irene Cara has died. As an actress, she had her breakout role as Coco Hernandez in the 1980 movie Fame. She also sang the title track from that film. 3 years later, she scored another hit with Flashdance, What a Feeling. Cara's death at her Florida home was confirmed by her publicist. Irene Cara was 63. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
An online spending record was made on Black Friday. Adobe says $9.12 billion was spent. Overall sales were up 2.3%, thanks in part to electronics. Many consumers embracing flexible payment plans as they continue to deal with high prices and inflation. Gaming consoles, drones, MacBooks, Dyson products, as well as toys like Fortnite and Roblox are among the hottest items this year. The Federal Communications Commission is banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems, citing an unacceptable risk to national security. The five-member panel unanimously approved the new rules on Friday. It's the latest in the escalation of U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology that began under the Trump administration. There are new COVID subvariants of concern.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says BQ1 and BQ11 are causing 57% of new infections in the United States. The subvariants are believed to be resistant to antibody medications used by people with compromised immune systems, putting them at increased risks. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Early voting has begun in Georgia. How solid of control Democrats will have of the Senate will be the ultimate question. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.